People go missing every single day. But it's impossible to know just how many if no one reports it. Hey guys, this is The Missing Ones, and I am your host, Liberty Campbell. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about a Native American little girl who's been gone for over a year without it being reported, and another American Native girl who went missing on her way to work. Something is happening in the Native American community. Something unspeakable and heartbreaking. People are going missing, especially women and children. I don't know exactly what we can do, but I know that what we've been doing isn't working, and we've got to figure something out. And yesterday. It's gotta happen. Here are two stories of two different Native girls who have fallen victim to the tragic situation happening in the Native American world. Before I start, I want to share a disclaimer. This episode talks about some things that might be triggering for some listeners. I also want to add that if you are Native American and I say anything to offend you in any way, I promise that that is not my intention, and I hope that you please reach out to me so that I can apologize and learn from my mistakes. I am not personally Native, but I am very close to many different Native Americans, and I hold them and their culture very close to my heart. On November 24th, 2020, a missing endangered person advisory was issued for a Mildred Old Crow by the Montana Department of Justice. The little girl went missing from the Crow Indian Reservation in Montana and is part of a long list of Native American women and children. Mildred was last seen on the reservation in April of 2019. Non-custodial relatives told the Bureau of Indian Affairs that they have not seen the girl since July of 2019. A statement from the Montana Department of Justice said, quote, "Mildred also goes by Millie. She is an 8-year-old female, brown hair and brown eyes, date of birth, May 3rd, 2012. The statement also said that she is small for her age and it is possible that she has physical injuries. Right now, the investigation is being conducted by the Bureau of Indian Affairs Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Cold Case Unit in Billings, Montana, the FBI, the Bighorn County Sheriff's Office, and the Billings Police Department. No other information about the girl's disappearance has been released besides the fact that she might be with two women in an older Volkswagen. I mean, with as many people looking for this kid, you would think that there would be more information than that. And maybe they don't have it. I don't know. But I feel like the more information you can give at this time is, crucial. But I couldn't find anything that talks about how she went missing, or even more information about the women she might be with. All there is that she's gone. I mean, no one knew, and now they want to know where she is. Why did it take family so long to say, hey, we haven't seen Millie in a while? I'm sure they are withholding information, which is extremely normal in missing persons cases, but it's also extremely frustrating, especially for those of us that want to help and don't have a lot to go off of. As this story develops, I will keep you updated, but unfortunately, I don't think there will be much more on this case, even if she is found. Between 2009 and the end of 2018, almost 2,000 Native American children were reported by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Currently, there are 45 kids listed on their website, ranging from 18 to 8, Mildred Old Crow being the youngest one. Of those 45 listed, 28 of them are girls. I don't know how aware you are of the vast amount of Native American women going missing in the northern United States, but it is astronomical numbers. And though it is being investigated, it isn't getting any real attention. Between COVID and the election and just pure human indecency, it's not getting the attention it deserves because they're people too, and we need to know what happened to them. I want to talk about another Native girl today who went missing in early 2015. Her name is Sarah Graham, and she went missing from Fairmount, North Carolina. Sarah was last seen on February 4th, 2015, when she left for work at a Walmart one town over. She was supposed to clock in at 7 a.m., but she never arrived, which was really unlike her. The van that she drove belonged to her father and was actually found later locked and abandoned in a nearby wheat field with no indication of foul play. The van was found at 12:15 p.m., but witnesses put it in the wheat field at about 6:45 a.m., just 15 minutes after she left for work. In 2018, the Fayetteville Observer reported that Sarah's dental records were sent to Raleigh, North Carolina to be compared to a Jane Doe that was found near some CSX railroad tracks. It doesn't look like the remains found belong to Sarah, but her family assures authorities that it is extremely uncharacteristic for Sarah to leave without warning. One Reddit user says they have been following the case since she went missing and that there was a rumor rolling around the rumor mill that her stepbrother was in love with her, and when she rejected him, he killed her. Another user points out that it's very unlikely that an 18-year-old with a steady job would just pick up and create a whole other life without contacting someone in her past life. I was 18 once, and I thought about starting over somewhere new, but I wouldn't have been able to do it without telling at least someone. Another user suggested suicide, pointing out that she was young, vulnerable, and had just gone through a major life change after moving from Texas to North Carolina to live with her dad and stepmom. It's not impossible that she felt alone and made the rash decision to end her life, but if that were the case, where is her body? For her family's sake, I hope that she's still out there somewhere living her best life. And Sarah, on the off chance that you're listening to this and you're wonderful and happy, please stay that way. Whatever reason you have for leaving, I'm sure it was a damn good one. And I hope that one day we will know what happened to you. But until then, you do you, boo. Just let somebody know you're okay. It is heartbreaking to me the amount of runaways that don't get reported on. I see them all the time. A few pictures and some basic information about them and where they were last seen, and that's it. I know there is more to each kid and each situation, but I can't help but feel like more runaways would be found if more information was released. I find it really, really hard to believe that so many kids just run away, never to be seen again. Someone, somewhere, knows something. Mildred Oldcrow was last seen in April of 2019. At the time she went missing, she was 3 feet tall, weighed 30 pounds, had brown hair and brown eyes. Authorities are also looking for two women who are traveling in a 2009 white Volkswagen Touareg G2 TD with Montana license plates 227544OC. Their names have not been released if they're known. If you have any information on Mildred's whereabouts or the two women she might be with, please contact the Bureau of Indian Affairs at 406-638-2631 or the Salt Lake City FBI at 801-579-1400. Sarah Graham was last seen on February 4th, 2015. She is now 24. She has brown hair and brown eyes. She is 5'4", and at the time of her disappearance, she weighed 160 pounds. If you know anything about Sarah's disappearance or Sarah's whereabouts, please contact the Robeson County Sheriff's Department at 910-671-3170. That's all I have for you guys today. Please, if you see something, say something. As always, you can see all photos and source links on my blog, themissingonespodcast.wordpress.com, and you can connect with me over on Instagram at Liberty Lorraine. Have a great week.